Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis a season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly on Basa Fulfira. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from the Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Yeah. Michael Bernard Beckwith from Agape, taking us on an adventure in paradise. Do you want to come with me? You want to go on an adventure tonight? I want to run away. Let's do it together. We're going to do it on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and Michael Bernard Beckwith got the party started off right. You can find his beautiful work over at agapelive.com. I love what Agape is doing. I hang out, I love streamers. If there's any of them around, I say thank you for your positive messages and reflecting the love and the light all the time. We don't have to worry about the winter solstice. No, we don't. We just have to remember to shine our light. And that is really going to be the focus of the show. So I want to get to it. I want to tell you a little bit more about my family over here at Life Conversations Radio Network. Yes, we have wonderful shows to keep you warm on those dark winter nights. Archives are always open. Starting off with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern, with our leader and our founder, Ademola Adefoloshe. He is an amazing resource of just spiritual knowledge with a wonderful sense of humor. You know, it's easier to get things down when your mouth is open and you're laughing. You don't even know what hit you. So come check him out. He's on vacation. We allowed him to take a break. Yeah, he's been working hard. So he will be back January 6, 2014 at 12 p.m. Eastern. Get ready for some phenomenal shows in the new year. You can also catch me there around 1. I break down the energy of the day. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Now, in the meantime, you can check out Mbasa Safera on the Play Experience, Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Well, if not, you have an invitation to the playground where she has a smorgasbord of phenomenal information, inspiration, tapping into your inner child. She'll just make you feel good and remind you that you are not too grown to play. Now, there's also Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, our life coach today. That's on the last Wednesday of the month. That show will be back next year as well, the last Wednesday in January. Lisa Iverson, our life coach today, taps your ancestral blueprints to see if the things that are showing up in your life today might actually have something to do with your ancestral blueprints. What happened down the line? Just because we're not acknowledging it doesn't mean it's not impacting us. So that's a beautiful place to have that type of conversation around family constellations, and you can step out of deja vu and get into some reality about what's true for you. Then you have me on Sunday nights, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I play with tarot, numerology, astrology, books and movies. Yeah, something else going to come up. Who knows? Either way, I use these tools to help get you some clarity on your life's journey. So I really thank you for joining me every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more information about the shows on Life Conversations Radio Network, be sure to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find a listing of all the shows and the calendar. Whew, I said a mouthful. There are some other places you can catch Life Coach Today if you are so inclined, and I'm sure you want more. Yeah, you can check him out on Sounds of Soul with Adeyemi Foloshe on 12radio.com. Saturday nights just got hotter, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesdays, there's an encore presentation at 11 p.m. Eastern. So even though he's on vacation, he's still working. And the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, of course, is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So that's where we all are. Where are you? How are you doing tonight? We've had some craziness going on this week. You better not call me about any ducks. I mean it. I don't want to hear about it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, all you got to do is Google it. No. I'm talking about the planets. I'm talking about
yesterday was the first day of winter and people are experiencing spring. Yeah, and I'm not talking about our folks on the southern hemisphere. It was their summer solstice. But you love that duality of oneness. It's winter here, it's summer there. Well, we got some summer weather. I had 70 degrees in D.C. yesterday. I lost my mind. I mean, it's a little chillier now, but yeah, I had to remind myself to put my jacket on when I went out today. So we had that. We have Venus retrograde in Capricorn. We do not have to trip about that. It's nothing to fear, but everything to gain from reviewing your past. This is the time to take a step back. Think about what you're working on. Where's your focus? You can get some amazing tools for how to monetize your businesses during this time. So, no, there's no boogeyman waiting for you. Heaven is open. The doors are open for you to express yourself and make some money while you do it. It's in Capricorn. That's a good thing. Okay, and then we had a full moon in Gemini. So I hope you use that powerful moon energy to release and let go of anything that's not serving you now. If you are feeling a little nervous about the planets, I have a number for you. It's the number 4. It's the boss. Don't believe people when they tell you that number 4 is for the number of worker bees. Yeah, you got that too. Groundedness, balance, stability. But I came here to tell you that 4 is ruled by Uranus. This planet does not play with conventionality. This planet doesn't even know what a box is. You want to talk about thinking outside the box? This planet says, what box? Where's that box? It's freedom. It's expression. It's boldness and adventure. Now, that's the planet that rules number 4. On top of all that, 4 is the Emperor in Tarot. And the Emperor in Tarot is astrologically connected to the sign of Aries. You feel that fire? You feel that power? What worker bee do you see there? Come on now. Now, 4 is also one of the numbers, sacred numbers, of a certain god and Orisha that I love named Shango, king of thunder and lightning and drumming. Okay, let me calm down. So 4 and 6 are his numbers. But 4 also has a beautiful feminine side as well. It comes to us as the deer in medicine cards for gentleness and compassion. And I want you to put your hand on your heart. Yeah, I said that. Put your hand on your heart. There's your 4th chakra right there. Is it open? Is it balanced? 4 would guide you the way to that. So it's a beautiful dance of balance, masculinity, femininity, power, and yeah, getting it done, because the boss, tarot, is all about control and order and form. It's masculine energy. But don't you ever forget, the Empress comes first. The Empress gives birth to the Emperor, not the other way around. Just had to even that out. So with all that said, with the numbers game, I'm curious, what do you have on your minds tonight? How might I be of service to you? I'm looking forward to pulling cards. Yes, let's make sure we have them. Okay, yes, we do. We've got the cards. And I've got my cat here, who I promise you, if I say she's going to be quiet, she won't. So, Cleo, feel free to express yourself. Yes, indeed. So we are just taking a deep breath together. I'd love to know what you have going on for your holidays and how you're taking care of yourself. And in the meantime, I am just going to start shuffling my cards and see what comes up. You know, we can have a... I guess I should also admit right now that my new laptop will be here tomorrow. So in the meantime, I am being helped by Life Coach Adai, who's being my ears and my eyes. So if you call in for a reading, I'll be the one screening the calls. And that is perfectly fine. So Thank you, Life Coach Ade, for all the ways you show up and you help me. So something for the number four that I wanted to express, I gave you a little bit about the deer. But let's go into a little bit deeper about the four showing up as the emperor. Okay? So the emperor is astrologically associated to the sign of Aries, the fire starter of the signs. And the emperor is known as the father figure of tarot. And his lessons teach us how we use our power, which is why I wanted to talk about reclaiming our inner authority tonight. Use that for the power and the majesty it warrants. And in the meantime, while I'm going through my number four lesson, you are invited to call in for a reading, 347-426-3346. I'm very happy to read for you. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Life Conversations Radio Network. So, recalling your inner authority was inspired by me thinking about four as the emperor and some ways that four shows up and people think it's boring. And that's just, you know, not true. Four has a lot of magic to it. So when used in conjunction with the sacred feminine, the emperor card has a powerful way of bringing us balanced masculinity. When it is out of order, we find ourselves preparing for battles of oppression and domination. It's at this time that we are reminded that the empress gives birth to the emperor. His role, spiritually speaking, is to provide form and order to her creation. Since both masculine and feminine energies reside in all of us, it's our responsibility to tend to our blended houses. We have the tools to make choices that empower us to make sure our relationships and our life are a reflection of what we say we want. And that is really the power of the Emperor card, the king, the masculine energy. When it's out of balance, you do find more confusion, more games of hierarchy, patriarchal domination. But when it's balanced with all of the energies of four, I like to call that energy compassionate power, the compassion of the feminine side, the power of the masculine side, dancing as one. And the emperor not only uses his head, but he also uses his heart. And an animal that is connected to this is the deer. It's one of my favorite stories in the medicine cards. And if we have time, I will get to that for you. I'm looking for it right now as we speak. Yes, yes, yes. So the deer comes through medicine cards as number four. And I always like that dance because the deer is it's gentle and it's compassionate, but it's not as passive as people like to think. It says, "Deer, so gentle and loving you are, the flower of kindness and embrace from afar." So the old Native American story about the deer and how it got its beautiful big heart was out of its bravery. And that's it's one of my favorites. So we'll have a little bit of this. You're listening to The Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. The call-in number is 347-426-3346.
Hey, Celeste.
Now the story. Hey, Life Coach. Hey, how are you?
Sorry to interrupt your flow. Just want to be your eyes and pass on the message. You got Yvette in the chat room. She said, "My number is 4. All excited and everything. Silent listeners
are
listening.
To hear that.
Yep, and just want to let you know who's listening as well. You got your girl listening. PK is listening.
Oh, really?
I can Myra is listed. All right, I'm out.
Oh, oh, no, you didn't. You better stop calling her that. You know she doesn't like it.
Don't matter. That's who she is. What can I say?
Oh, boy. You know, she is Italian. You know that,
oh,
right?
Really?
Yes.
I can handle her bullheaded self.
May 17th.
I can handle the bull.
And I got her,
this
so,
ram,
you know.
This ram is not afraid of bulls.
Oh, you know you should be. I don't even know why you're fronting like that. But anyway, well, Sarah, thank you for being there and Yvette. We're having a good time playing. The number four is my number two. My birthday's May 4th. So I'm a little biased about the number four. I'm getting ready to play with it. I'll tell you, I was going to do the deer story, but you know what? I think what I'm going to do is pull some cards and see what comes up. Hey, buddy. So, as life coach, today rhymes right now. Said, oh, no, I want to read me on the air. No, no, you're safe. I'll never read you without your permission. Well,
I didn't say all of that, but yeah, good. I didn't say nothing about that, but yeah, you're right. You only read me when I ask for reading.
I noticed I said cards.
What? Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, go ahead. If we want to hear the reading, everybody's standing by because they want to reclaim their inner authority.
Indeed. And let's look at the cards that will come up. Let me shuffle one more time. I'm playing with the Mother Peace Tarot deck. The first cards that were created that are round. Oh, it's kind of funny when you laugh at your own reading. Okay, so I'm basically reading for myself. Wonderful. I love the Two of Wands in Mother Peace Tarot. It features a young woman on one side making fire, but she has help, ancestral help. And as a thought bubble, you see an older version of herself, an ancestor who has her foot on the other side of the stick. And as a matter of fact, she's holding the stick in which to create the fire. And what does that mean? That means that when we reclaim our inner authority, we get to tap into special messages through listening, meditating, dancing. So this card is literally the promise of ancestors coming through to help us create fire, desire, and passion in our lives. It's to the right. And I'm gifting this to all of us. So that means there's a lot of energy that we're all exuding, getting those sacred messages on how to light that fire. And you know, we had the winter solstice yesterday, and that it was the shortest day, the longest night, and it's a time of darkness. So what a beautiful gift to have a card show up about making fire, that the fire didn't go out. The fire doesn't have to die. We just have to know how to stoke it, keep it going. And then we have, amazing, the 11 strength card in Mother Peace Tarot features a Celtic goddess by the name of Brigid, and she's the keeper of the fire. It's reversed, which means if there's some work that we need to do in letting go of our fears and our shadows, to know that we don't have to be afraid as we go into the winter. We have the strength. We have the light. We have the sacred muse of Brigid joining us. She, too, is also nude. Nudity in tarot means unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. And so we have a representation of an African, I hear, princess speaking with an ancestor with the Two of Wands. And then we have a Celtic goddess, Brigid, strength, who's reminding us to face our fears, tell our stories, and don't forget to shine our light. She has a light extended from her hand. It's her ego
the wolf is the wolf is in this card, and she hands her ego out to the wolf. Now, the wolf is not a scary animal for tarot. The wolf is a great teacher. He's going to sniff her ego and find what stories she needs. How is he going to feed her spirit? As she makes friends with the snake, there's a scorpion in this thing. I don't know how comfortable I'll be, but okay, Bridget, I'm with you. A spider, there's a rabbit, there's a raccoon. Just stereotypically things that maybe you wouldn't want to have around you. And the setting is under a full moon. Beautiful. And then we have the Judgment card. The Judgment card in Mother Peace Tarot features the planet Venus as an Ankh, spreading rainbow light of love, chakra colors, all over the earth. So instead of being the judgment of being judged in a way of whether you're right or wrong, judgment really comes through as a healing force to connect you with your inner power and your divinity. So what does this story mean, these cards, when we put them together? We have the power within to tap into the great beyond, to get sacred messages of how to build our own fire. We can keep that fire going by tapping into the beauty and the majesty of the goddess Bridget, who is the keeper of the flame. She has a feast day coming up. I believe it's February 1st. Most people call it Candlemas, but it's Bridget's day. And that we have the assurance of healing. When we heal ourselves, we have no need to judge, and we get to bring healing power onto the earth as we are. So you are your light. You are the candle. Make sure you shine. And the cards tell us that we will, provided that we remember. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. Come right back. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. 347-426-3346 is the number to call in if you like a reading. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. Hey, Glenda, I can't see you. But a little birdie told me you were out there. Sarah, thank you for being with me. Mother Witt, always a pleasure to have... Oh, there's another Taurian today. You better watch out now. There's a lot of bulls in the house. My girl, even.
Yeah, all I can say to that is that's a whole lot of bull. All right, bye. Oh. I ain't scared. Chorus, chorus. Yeah, I just think you can scare people. Go sit down. You what? How far in line of the houses are you, number four? Please. Talking about number one here.
Hello.
There's
I'm
no competition.
I'm number two, right after you, but you need me. We need the fire.
Oh.
Yes, this is true. Aries is the first house to get us going. You know what?
Well,
I'm done.
There's Aries number one. Everything else is just a reflection of the one. Bye. I'm done.
Okay. Don't you love him? Round of applause for our wonderful producer and friend and head of Life Conversations Radio Network. I'm just kidding. So... Yes, leave it to an Aries to get himself a round of applause. I need to learn how to do that. Thank you for that reminder, Life Coach today. It's all about you, man. It's all about the fire.
That was nice. That was a nice comeback. That was a nice comeback.
Thanks.
Okay, you get on with your show. I'm out of here.
Yeah, and in case you're trying to figure out what is going on, you are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and I promised a story about the deer. So come around, little kitties, and let's break down the coolness of the deer. Number four, medicine cards. I love this story. So the story goes, there was a demon. There's always a demon, isn't there? There was a demon blocking the road to Sacred Mountain. And every animal that tried to go past was too scared to face this demon, this big, ugly monster. The deer heard Great Spirit calling it, and it had to answer. So it made the trek, and it went toe-to-toe with the monster. The monster said, "Get out of here. You're not supposed to be here." And the deer was just like, "Please let me pass." And then the deer did something very strange. It took all of the love of its heart and expressed it through its eyes. So deer caught in the light can help it. It's full of love. And the monster was so overwhelmed by this conquering power of love and compassion, it shriveled up into a little nut and was no longer heard from again. So the deer is given credit for making a way for all of us to find our way to Great Spirit in the Sacred Mountain. And so while the deer is compassionate and the deer is gentle, love is always the strongest force. So that's the deer from Medicine Cards. There are lots of variations of that story, but it definitely moved me. And I hope it moved you. So number four,
Yes, sir.
Mother Wit, all the bulls are trying to get together. A whole lot of bulls happening right now. So let me bring her on for you. You said what?
I said, bring my girl on in here. We're going to tag team you. Okay. She's going to throw shoes. I'm going to hold you still.
Well, the shoe she's throwing, I have this force field. It's going to boomerang. All right, I'm going to leave you two to it.
So cute. Hello,
hey.
Mother Wit. How are you, sweetie?
I am so good. Tell Ade, you know those little things that you sharpen your pool sticks with? I got some of them just for my Taurus horns, just for his tail.
Woo!
And tell him ain't no barrier going to save him from that. So he better get to running.
Or he'll start ramming, so better leave that alone.
That's where he gonna turn me loose. I got anger issues in the hide to China.
And see, and the thing is, you had a mighty blessing yesterday, pre-Christmas gift, pre-Holy Days gift during the winter solstice. You want to share your good news and how you were blessed?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to tell your story?
Please, kiss yourself.
Here we go. So Mother Wit was treated to brunch by her children, and she got a brand new washing machine, which she really
Yay!
Needed.
That was today.
That was today. Wow.
Yes. That's what I'm like, what's he talking about? But that was today.
No,
but
I can't
things happen to me. Things happen to me all the time, and I've just. There have been so many blessings, and I can just feel so many more blessings happening. And, you know, when I listen to you and I say life is good and it's getting better, it really is. And the more you incorporate that kind of energy into your being, the more it manifests itself. And so I had to come on here and say, I love you, Celeste, and I want a reading.
I want
a solstice reading.
I would be so honored. I would be so honored. I don't know if you caught that we're in the midst of a Venus retrograde, but I'm sure you understand that's nothing for us to fear. It's our opportunity to review past decisions and renew what we want to do in terms of monetizing for our business ventures.
Oh, yeah.
Well, make sure you get that.
Mm-hmm.
So Venus retrograde is in Capricorn. So we're going to be looking at our money. We're going to be working it out. Okay, so let me go to the cards real quick.
And I want you to know while you're doing that, I am following your advice. You told me, you know, I feel so, what's the word, that there is a curse of success. And you told me go after your dreams and your business as if it's your man, you know. And
hey.
Nobody never said nothing like that. Okay, I got my bull horns real sharp now because it's on.
That was a divine download. I don't even remember ever saying it before, but I am grateful that I was the place and the space for that information to get out. And I needed to remind
that out of my head. I cannot get that out of my head. And every time I'll be like, this business stuff is too hard. I don't want to be professional. I don't want to. I hear your voice saying, girl, you better go after it like it's your man. I'm like, okay.
So do you have a question on your mind or an area you're looking at?
Just general. Well, you know what? Look at some romance coming up in the new year. That'll be good.
Right. Let's see. Three card draw. Okay, four is the number of the day, right?
Yay.
Four comes up twice for you, and since it did that, yes. Okay, we've got the Four of Cups to the right. This is the card about letting go of disappointments and grief, working really hard on crossing from a path of disappointment to a path of healing. Okay? Four of Cups. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Mother.
And then we have the Daughter of Swords. It's to the left, so I'm going to give you the same advice. Go after this thing like it's your man. Because if it's to the left, you don't have a lot of energy in it. But this is, think Xena. Okay?
You got it. You got it. Warrior Princess.
Daughter of Swords.
Hey.
Okay, I can't help it. I always make that sound whenever I say Xena. But she's on a mountaintop, and she has the power to bring a horse to her through the air. Now, swords is what you're thinking about, okay? So we're going to have to lift up the level of your consciousness to tap in to your powers of manifestation so you can fly off of the mountain. Now, mountains are challenges and obstacles. The help is present. You have the tools within your mind to receive because you've decided to let go of some old stuff in the Four of Cups, in the emotions, the water. Now we're going to the air. The next place we're going is the Four of Discs. It's kind of reverse, but the power still lies within you. This features a woman. Now, wait, let me stop. You said you wanted a solstice reading, right? Now, you know, for a lot of our sisters in this time, the fire will be brought into the home. And it would be our responsibility to keep that fire lit. I have a woman in a white robe, four of discs, discs, earth, money, body, connections. You get to decide who comes in and who goes. But the ultimate thing that you're doing is protecting your sacred fire.
Oh, girl, that is so on point. It just cracks me up every time. It is, you know, four is my number. And when you spoke of horses, horse is my Native American carrier. And whenever I need to, yes, whenever I need to move through something, there is always a horse present.
And you know, and I'm checking. I think horse, the number for horse in medicine cards is 35, which is an 8. And 8 is the number of infinity. I'm just checking my handiwork. So you got this horse. It's a white horse.
Yes. Wow. I'm not surprised of that either because it is reconnecting the innocence and the, for me right now, it's the joy of love. Just the joy of love and loving. And that's where I am. And that's where it's taking me. That's where I'm rising and riding. I'm learning how to do that bareback, girl.
Oh, there you go. Yes. And let me give you this other piece. I've never, let me just make sure I'm looking, I'm not crazy here. Yeah, it's white. I'm not kidding. The white stallion is featured prominently in the horse reading for the medicine cards. And the white stallion was the message carrier for all the other horses and represented wisdom and power. This magnificent horse was the embodiment of the balanced medicine shield. No abuse of power will ever lead to wisdom, said White Stallion. So reclaiming your inner authority is literally saying yes to the authentic strength that is within you.
Yes.
So all looks well for the romance.
I'm open. And thank you so much because this just tops off my day. Got a washer and got this news and I'm good.
Well, it is my pleasure to be of service. I'm so glad you called me tonight. And happy holy days, whichever way you celebrate it. Happy solstice, happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, all the good stuff. And
we welcome the season of light. The season of light. We welcome the season of light.
The sun is coming back.
Yes,
Yes. That's what we have to remember. The sun is coming back.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you so much for playing with me.
Oh, you know I love you, girl.
What a blessing. Wow, Life Coach Today, that was absolutely amazing. I love it when I get to pull from all my different pieces. So, yes, I play with numbers, with medicine cards. If there are animals that show up in the Mother Peace Tarot, I will pull the information about that animal into the reading. And, you know, that's a pretty powerful reading. I have chills, say the least. But that's how force shows up in reclaiming your inner authority. I'm really grateful. Initially, we were not going to start off the show with Adventures in Paradise. As I was listening to the words of Michael Bernard Beckwith, I'm so grateful that his song was first, because there are mantras in that song. You know, if you go back in the archive and you listen to the show, I want you to go back to that song and find some way to bury those seeds deep within you as you go into the winter, so that you can see the blooming of spring, of your inner authority, of the emperor within you, of the gentleness of the deer and the compassion. Don't forget Uranus. Don't forget to think outside the box. And actually, there is no box. And I'm hearing Morpheus from Matrix right now. When he told Neo that I can only show you the door, you are the one who has to walk through it. In a lot of the same ways, that's how tarot is too. There are a lot of people who want you to read their future, tell you what's going to happen. But how I really like to use the power of the cards as an oracle is to give you a spiritual roadmap. Where you are, what's showing up, what's resonating, what's not. The number four is about power, compassionate power, and finding ways to conserve it and not just give it away. You know, to be able to trust your heart when it's beating. You know what makes you feel good. You know what, you know, what's burning your fingers. Having that power, energy, and a connection with the four will help you as you navigate life's journey, moving into 2014. And I'm biting my tongue, trying not to go into 2014. I want to do that next Sunday, and we'll get to play.
Okay, before you, I'll help you. What? I'll help you bite your tongue. So isn't Venus going retrograde this, is it this week? Or when?
Yeah,
it started
yesterday, the same day as winter solstice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So what do we need to be aware of? Because I know you're a spider woman. You weave it all together.
Well, we're playing with that. The Venus retrograde is in Capricorn, and when Venus retrograde, whenever we hear about the word retrograde, in our culture right now, we've taken that to mean a bad thing. But from everything that I've been researching, this is a beautiful time to review, renegotiate, renew whatever your business is for monetizing. You've got that Capricorn business energy in it. And so it's a great time to really think about what you love and how you want to really monetize it and connect and spread your message, share your gifts around the world. It's not a time where you're supposed to feel ugly. You know, Venus is retrograding, so we're going to walk around, don't cut your hair, don't dye your hair. That's old conversation. Don't trip off of that. Really tap into what you really love. It's about bringing it down to the ground. Capricorn is earth, firm earth. Capricorn is about hard work. You know, it's the grittiness of life. You know, the devil's in the details. Why do I say that? Because Capricorn is connected to the devil card in tarot. So what does that mean? Focus on your shadows. Learning how to love it, just like that deer stared down the monster and it turned into an acorn nut. You can also use love to connect with what you most really want to do in your life. That's really what the retrograde is about. It's about an opportunity to chill out. And notice within our culture in the season, everything else is counter to that. People are running out in the streets, you know, buying gifts, spending what they may or may not have, and I'm not even in your business about that. But the universe is asking us to slow down and reflect. That's what the Venus retrograde in Capricorn is about. Slowing down and reflect, not regret.
I like that. Reflect, don't regret. But that's an interesting thing. You only got a few minutes, so I'm trying to narrow this down, see if you can answer it. It's interesting for me. I find that when people find new information, become aware of information, that it's almost like people, not generally speaking, not everybody, but the ones that do use information like retrograde of any planet as a bad thing. I think it was last week we had a caller who was really tripping about Venus retrograding and another planet retrograding in March, and she's dealing with today or last week. And then I think it was on the same show you had somebody talking about a card that she was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I sound like I'm interviewing you, but I just really want to hear your thought. You said what?
Yes. It was a Ten of Swords. It was reversed for her.
Right.
And she said that Ten of Swords.
Was it Ten of Five or something? Was it
Ten and
the five
showed up, too. She didn't like the five.
Okay.
She didn't like the ten. The five of this showed up, which technically means worry, but hers was reversed. Or to the left. And then she had the Ten of Swords, which technically, if it's upright, yeah, there's some coaching that I would do around that. But for her, it was reversed. But she was so married to her story, she couldn't receive the glory.
Anything could be used as bad news. Not really. Everything is neutral. It's only the meaning we give it. It's interesting. But anyway. Great show, Celeste.
Thank you.
Ricky Bias is on our way to the studio. I can hear the musicians. They're setting up, so I'll let you do your thing and get out of the way.
Appreciate you, Life Coach, today. Thank you. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. We got Ricky Bias Beckwith coming up with In the Land of I Am. We got the Beckwith family. We started out with Michael Bernard Beckwith. I hope you enjoyed our adventures in paradise. Now let's go to the Land of I Am. If you want to tap into more of Ricky Byers Beckwith's amazing work, go to rickybb.com or agapelive.com. I love you, family. Make sure you love yourself. And we'll see you on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, January 6, 2014, 12 p.m. Eastern. Peace out.
Yeah.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.